Antifreeze. Don't drink that.
Why?
Because it'll kill you.
Oh.
This message brought to you by the United States Department of Condescending Paternalism.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. I am joined with
Mike the Birdman Dodd on take number two.
Yeah, we kind of had a bit of a snag with the last recording of this episode, and let's just say it got wiped, and
It was a sad loss, although that episode got interrupted a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of phone calls by...
I got a call from some rather important people who I'm not supposed to mention. But if things work out right, I will be coming soon to a television near you in fall 2013. So,
well, a television near you if you're nerdy and, you know, cool.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Let's just say I've mentioned it before. I've been asked to not say what it is until I'm officially cast. So, fingers are crossed. Let's just say I got several phone calls that day that seemed remarkably good. So, so on today's show, what are we talking about, Jamie?
We are talking about the Wii U and its potential committing suicide.
That's right. With E3 about a week away, as of this recording, well, Nintendo has got a lot to answer for. And I know we actually do have some listener emails that I wanted to bring up here. And I think it was from Alex Duarte, I think was the person who...
Yeah, if I remember correctly, when we recorded last time, it got wiped. It was Alex Duarte.
Yeah, so this comes from him. Now, this was during our Console Wars episode. So once again, if you guys want to get in touch with the show, feedback at thisweekingeek.net or our voicemail line, 817-717-7202. Alex says, "Hey, Mike and Jamie, loving the new rebooted prototype. It's nice to hear a developer and a retailer perspective to gaming. Just to note on the console wars, there's a chart on the attachments that reveals the fiscal year profitability of each console as you guys discussed from 2006 to 2011. Nintendo Wii's is the only one that was able to keep profits higher than the Xbox and PS3 every year. Business-wise, I think Nintendo won by a long shot. I agree with Xbox winning in the console wars for gamers, but I recently just bought a PS3 with PlayStation Plus, rooting for Sony this year. He gives his PS ID of MeHe1234. Finally, can I have your opinions on the Mega Man X reboot that Armature Studios was doing? Thanks for the show, guys. Alex, a.k.a. MeHe123. I think it was a cool idea, but a little too ambitious and probably would have worked like 5 years ago.
I love Mega Man X. I would love to see a reboot, but I don't know if a 3D reboot is like a first-person shooter. That's a scary zone. I mean, they might be able to, but...
See, I think if they didn't have the Mega Man X thing attached to it, maybe. But then again, what's going to set it apart from other, you know, other FPS shooters?
I mean, like, if they made it just Maverick Hunter, you didn't play as X, didn't play as Zero, maybe they had a cameo.
Yeah, or maybe play as, like, a prequel as Sigma or something.
Ooh.
See, that could be really fun.
Sigma going around destroying... Well, actually, I guess prequel, he was technically a Maverick Hunter.
Yeah, so you could have it lead into the series...
That would be cool.
Yeah, so there's
Capcom,
a lot.
Capcom, do this.
See, I just want them to keep the Mega Man X or the Mega Man brand alive, which they haven't been doing really. I mean, he got skunked on Mega Man on Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Sure, we got Zero, which is cool, but I wanted a true Mega Man X.
I'm sorry, but I would have been fine with Zero over X for that. But the creator of Mega Man, he did leave Capcom recently, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's kind of worrying me whether or not Mega Man's even going to get another game.
I think he will. I don't think it'll be for a while. In fact, that should almost be a Wii U exclusive. Bring back Mega Man? I guarantee you people would pay it. Or port the Mega Man 25th anniversary game. Actually, you know what I really want them to do? I want them to put the Street Fighter X Tech or Mega Man X Street Fighter on a console.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it was on a console, but I mean, technically, I don't know if they can actually get money for that because it was made by a fan. He put it up for free. Capcom supported it and everything, but I mean, if they port it to a console, there might be some sort of legal thing. I don't know.
They just have to give the guy money and just have him like sign off on it or
something.
Yeah,
I guess if... Yeah, it probably worked.
But as for Mega Man X, just, you know, honestly, if you really want to make me happy, put the first three on the Wii U's virtual console. I know the first one is available right now for like $8, and you can play it on the Wii U pad, which I thought about buying, but I realized I already have Mega Man Maverick Hunter X for the PSP, so why would I bother?
Actually, I just realized, if you don't know what we're talking about, when he said Maverick Hunter, or Mega Man X Maverick Hunter, it was a 3D reboot that they were trying to do. It was a realistic style, and it was going to be a first-person shooter, so that's where we're getting at here. It was actually canceled, as far as I know, unless they're secretly like, hey, we're going to say it's canceled and still do it, but I've never seen that actually happen.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I guess closing thoughts on this? I hope something happens with it.
Yeah, I hope a Mega Man X, you know, I hope it comes back, but I don't...
I would have liked
to see that, but it would have been another thing of, if it failed, it's just another nail in the coffin for Mega Man, right?
Speaking of nails in the coffin, I guess there's no better segue into talking about today's topic. We're going to be looking at the Wii U, which launched back on November 18th, 2012.
Should we actually talk about, do our normal daily segment of what we've been doing?
Well, the one game I've been playing, I can't tell you anything about, because I'm under embargo, and if I do, they'll break my hands, but look for that review on Wednesday!
Let's just say it's a game that's coming out soon, and apparently it's amazing, and I'm probably going to steal it from them and try to play it too.
Yeah, it is a PS3 exclusive, that's all I can tell.
Yeah, there you go. New game coming out soon, and PS3 exclusives. You'll probably figure it out if you know.
Yeah.
I went to Anime North, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
1 week? I don't know. It was amazing, like always. You should go if you haven't. It's, you know, it's video games, it's anime, it's crazy, you know, all that stuff. But I also got to play yesterday, actually. It was Katamari Damacy. I have never played that game until yesterday. And when I was told that it would be... it's playing a game that makes you feel like you're on acid... That's the only explanation that I have for it after I played it. So they were spot on when they said that. It has the most creatively fucked up way of doing things, but it's addictively fun.
I know Blair used to play the Katamari games a shit ton. I never got into them.
It's just so fucked up, and you're rolling a ball and squishing things and turning the ball bigger. And and then there's constantly like this weird ass music in the background, most of it being Japanese. And
it's very strange.
It is very strange. Like, I mean, at the end of the level, the king guy says something rainbow and like spits rainbows out of his mouth to pull you back to him. It's fucked. Like full on acid trip. But it's fucking hilarious and fun.
I'm trying to think, what else have I been playing? I've been playing, obviously, Skyrim still. I think I'm a level... Fuck, I don't even know now. I'm doing most of the Daedric quests for fun right now. I also played Metro Last Light, which is a fantastic FPS done by Deep Silver. Those guys will be publishing Saints Row 4 later on this year.
Didn't you do a rat on that?
I did, actually. It just came out probably about a week ago now. And, yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Probably one of the best games I've played this year outside of the bullshit for the hard mode you have to pay $5 for.
You have to pay for a hard mode?
It was a pre-order bonus. There's a whole thing where Deep Silver and THQ, there wasn't enough time to implement it, so they had to... it's weird.
Okay, developer standpoint here, that's bullshit. I cannot stand when a company is like...
Well, they also went into bankruptcy because of this, so THQ.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But it's still stupid.
It's one of those things of... there's ways to plan out a hard mode, whether it be... like, if it was full-on and completely overhauled AI, that was just stupid planning. But it would have been good. But it's one of those things of you shouldn't have to pay extra because the game's already fucking $60 plus tax.
Yeah. Less,
extra money for a hard mode? That's stupid. Because I play all my games on the hardest difficulty.
That, and you get a new gun, which is only available in that mode. I thought I was going to get to use the gun in regular game. No,
yeah, that's kind of dumb too.
I was like, that sucks. But there's a Season's Pass, which if you got the game early, I think what they said, if you got the game from the outset, you get it for free anyway. But I think afterwards, I don't know. Either way,
I didn't look into that one.
Yeah,
it looked kind of cool, but I didn't end up getting it.
It's a fun game. Like, yeah. I'll like have to loan you mine. Like, that's how much I liked it. I thought it was fun. So let's get started.
Yeah,
man.
Let's get started on the Wii U and how many nails in the coffin we can put in. And yeah.
Now, that being said, I like the Wii U. I really do, and I've had mine turned on a few times since its release. Now, there's the problem.
A few times. It's been released a while.
Yeah, it's been out since November, so let's do some
math. I honestly haven't seen you play it since it came out.
I've played Need for Speed Most Wanted on it. I've played Lego City Undercover, some Wii U virtual console titles. And most recently, I haven't gotten around to playing it yet, was Resident Evil Revelations, which was the port from the 3DS. Now, one of the big things I want to talk about the Wii U today is the version that came out, had the deluxe version, if you will, had 32 gigs of onboard memory. Okay. What's the average PlayStation and Xbox right now?
They're currently at 500 gigabytes. So
yeah. Now, here's the problem, or one of the many problems I see with this console. And I should also preface this. I had a console supplied to me by Nintendo, so I'm trying not to bash the hell out of them, but at the same time, there are so many fundamental flaws with this.
Yeah.
And the one point that I got this. So last week, I was given a DLC code for Resident Evil. Resident Evil on the Wii U is supposed to be the way it's the best version is supposed to be on the Wii U. Okay, sure. So let's do some quick math here. 32 gigs, right?
Yep.
You with me? Okay. So
I like math.
I got Need for Speed, and it was about 6 gigs. Okay? So keep that number in mind, 6.
Are we subtracting from the 32?
Yes.
Okay, so we're at
24? I don't know. Fuck, don't look at me. I'm a broadcaster. I don't do math.
It's 26.
26,
as my
okay.
girlfriend behind me is trying to whisper in our ears. I knew it, but I was laughing at you.
Shut up. And Resident Evil was a whopping... Take a guess. How many gigs do you think Resident Evil was? A 3DS game being ported and probably a little bit updated.
Well, if it was a direct port, I would assume probably around 10 gigs at the most.
13, but, motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Now, how many gigs do I have left on my console?
12? Nope. Sorry.
Who's laughing now, bitch?
You've got my math all fucked up. Anyway, not much.
Yeah, I can't believe that in a console in 2013, we're still relying on 32 gigs. Like, what the... Like, now, I know there are bigger flash drives out there than this, or at least flash-capable drives. Why didn't Nintendo do this?
It's funny because I feel like they tried to use the excuse of, hey, we want to have a really low price point, so we only put that many gigs into it, but then you've got all the updates and all that kind of shit. And then they're like, hey, have a virtual console and you can download shit. But that's a fucking terrible idea. Like PSN, if you have PlayStation Plus, you get like a free game a month or more. And they're like, you know, 10 gigs. But you have a 500 gigabyte hard drive? That's fine. If you have fucking 32 gigs, well, you're downloading one game, playing it, and then
deleting it
to try another game.
Yeah.
If you want to play that other one, you got to re-fucking download it.
Now, there's even talk of them doing an ambassador program or a price cut, which that's cool if they give me ambassador program games, but not if I have games installed on the hard drive or I have to delete them already. Now, yeah, you can plug in up to 2 terabytes via external drive, but why would I want to have another thing plugged in?
Yeah.
Like I run my Wii games or my Wii virtual console games off of a 2 gig flash card in my Wii U, and the problem is it runs through emulation software. Like you have to use the Wiimote to get into the Wii U's Wii emulator to play those games.
For anyone that doesn't know what emulation software means, basically, it is when the console has to try to recreate the previous console's dashboard and how it runs entirely, which usually costs most of the memory of the console, and then it has to use the memory that original console would need to run the game. The only consoles that are, well, not even console, that is able to do this well is a PC. Any other emulation is shit. It will be choppy, it'll be slow, shit will be fucked up, you'll get all kinds of glitches because it's not the real software and hardware. Some examples of this is some of the Zelda Ocarina of Times for GameCube. They ran on emulation. You could glitch and crash the game so easy in, like, the the Ocarina. And, it was just really bad. That was in, like, Master Sword or Master Quest, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
It's one of the more rare ones. Like, it's basically, it would crash anytime I tried to detect a rumble pack, because the GameCube doesn't have the rumble pack, because it's an additional hardware, right? So, that's why emulation fucking sucks.
Yeah, and to have that on a console, like I say, for the beginning of next generation, yeah, I understand it's supposed to be a little bit rough during the beginning, but that's not really cool. Like, I don't understand why they couldn't just software patch it. But then again, it may have to do something with how the architecture is for those older games to work on the kind of newer stuff.
Well, there's
kind of like how 360 games won't run on the Xbox One.
Yeah, I mean, well, that would be kind of a reason behind that is because of the architecture and the programming. Like, PS3 has the worst fucking programming ever. That's why PS4 will not use PS3 games. Because it would be another issue of the PS3 playing PS2 games. They had to bump up the price by like $500 just to get the hardware in there. But it's one of those things where with the Wii U, I think it's just because the hardware is not actually that strong. It's a very minimal upgrade compared to the Wii.
Do you think it was just because it was lazy?
I don't know. It depends on the marketing, because Nintendo might have been just trying to keep the price point really low, which, I mean, it wasn't too bad considering most of the price was in that fucking Wii U pad. Like, to replace one of those pads, isn't it like $200-$300?
I think it's $150.
$150?
Something like that. Either way, it's about the cost of buying a Wii brand new.
Yeah.
Which is a little insulting, frankly.
So the rest of the cost there is really into some pretty lacking parts. So I would assume that might be why it's lacking some of the power to actually do this emulation well.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, really unfortunate. The fact that for the beginning of next generation, I am not impressed so far. And there was even companies that are sending back dev kits for the Wii U unopened, like literally still sealed. One company was the guys who did, I think, Just Cause 2.
Yeah.
And they said they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it's really bad when you have a developer that's supposed to make games for your console. You send them a dev kit, probably for free, because they really want games, right? Especially from third party. And when they look at it and go, I don't know what to fucking do with this, and they send it back, you've got an issue. You've got a very big issue for a brand new console.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of really big third-party support for this that isn't just a port of something. Now, I know EA said earlier in the year, we don't have any games in development. And then mysteriously, like a few weeks ago, they're like, oh yeah, we have some stuff. No, they don't. No one cares. They're not getting Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
Because it runs on, I think, a Frostbite engine or something like that?
I think Frostbite 2? Right?
Or something like that. Like, some really big, powerful graphic engine. They're not getting that. There's no Madden. There's no FIFA in development for it.
And see, the thing is the Wii U, yeah, its new graphics it's good, but it's basically the same as an Xbox 360 or PS3, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on it that says, whoa, that looks way better on the Wii U. In fact, several high-profile games were canceled for the Wii U. They were supposed to do a copy of Metro Last Light, but the developer out and out said that the Wii U CPU is too slow.
Yeah.
They canceled Aliens Colonial Marines for it after they said this is going to be the best version of the game available.
See, I'm not sure if that's because of the Wii U or if that's just because of Alien Colonial Marines.
It's probably both, actually.
Yeah, probably a little bit of both. And they're just like, we give up.
But yeah, like, you
know, didn't they get sued for having improper advertising?
You see, well, with stuff like that, they cancel games all the time.
Yeah.
But still, the fact that the Wii U software lineup is not that strong. I mean, the system has no killer app for it. With the Xbox, it was Halo. What was PS2's killer app? Maybe God of War?
PS2, well, yeah, you had the God of War franchise, which was new.
Grand Theft Autos.
Yeah, the Grand Theft Autos. You had fucking the Final Fantasies, so Final Fantasy 10-2. 11, actually, even though it was on an online MMO, ran on the PS2 and computer. And you also had Final Fantasy 12. That was some pretty big Final Fantasies. Yeah, nowadays people are kind of looking at Square Enix being like, what the fuck are you guys doing? But, yeah, like, what's the Wii U got? We got new Super Mario Bros. U. Which this has been done twice before.
Yeah, it's essentially the same game you played on the Wii. And now, it's not to say that's a bad thing.
It's a great game, but it's one of those things.
I expect more.
I expect, you know, a new Mario, like Mario Galaxy, Mario 64, something brand new that's just going to knock my fucking socks off.
There should be something that pushes the Wii's hardware capabilities at the time of launch.
Yeah.
And new Super Mario Bros. U, the coolest innovation it had going for it was the Wii U pad.
Yeah, I mean, you could play it, you know, not at your TV, but at the same time, it's cool and all, and they were heavily advertising, it's in HD now. It's like, oh, yay, Mario in HD. It
Welcome really to 2008.
It didn't change too much. Yeah, this is fucking, like, 2008, you know, maybe. And we're in 2013. That's
the only other game that really did awesome for the launch would be Zombie U from Ubisoft, which is a game I didn't expect to see on a Nintendo console, but it works.
It does work, but I didn't play it myself. I watched a lot of Let's Plays and reviews on it because I don't have a Wii U. You have one, I don't. I was really contemplating getting one at launch. The only thing that held me back was there was no Zelda. But from all the things that I saw about Zombie U, this is a good game, but we're expecting next generation. Like, it wasn't up to par of what people were expecting a next generation console should be starting to do.
Yeah, I mean, the launch lineup was a lot of ports.
Yeah.
Of stuff. You had Batman Arkham City Armored Edition. Here's some new armor for Bat. Fuck off. They had Super Scribblenauts. That's pretty cool. Scribblenauts U. I don't know. I can't remember. It's in my game.
Just throw a U in front of a title and you've got it. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty much how they did it. They were just like, let's just bring everything that we just had and put a U in front of it and pray that people buy it.
And I don't know. I expected more out of the gates. Now, Nintendo Land's not a terrible game, but it's not a system seller.
It's great. It's one of those things that it should come with the console anyway, kind of like how
Mario Bros. Duck Hunt?
Oh, yeah, like Mario and Duck Hunt. But the Wii had, was it just Wii Play? I don't remember. Wii Sports.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic pack.
Yeah, it's a fantastic kind of thing, but it's not something that you'd be like, I'm buying the console just for this. It's just, it should be with the console because it's good fun with, you know, if you have people over.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at other consoles, you can think of about, usually the launch lineups initially are pretty anemic for almost any console, but there's always one or two must-haves.
Yeah,
with the Wii U, that's all they had was one or two. Anything else you had on the Xbox or the PS3 a year beforehand?
I'm still saying, like, where the hell is the Zelda? I know that there's reports saying 2015 for the next Zelda.
That's ridiculous. That's 2 years away.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit. So we've covered the launch now. We can get into the two topics that have come up that are going to be, well, one just passed and one's very recent, it's next week or this week. I'm talking about the Xbox One being announced and all of its details, and then E3 this week or next week.
E3's next week. I finally got that all sorted.
Is it next week? Okay.
The Xbox One, it looks like a VCR first off. I don't see, it's weird because the Xbox One should in theory have superior positioning because of its brand. And, you know, Xbox has generally had a very good history of being the number one selling console almost consistently month to month. And with the Xbox One, the talk about used games and fees and
there's a lot of negative things going around both the PS4 and the Xbox One, but at least there's people talking about it.
Yeah, no one's talking about it.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, and that's really fucked up. I mean, this should be an exciting year to go to E3. This is a new hardware year. This is the year I thought about going myself again. But once again, health problems are keeping me from going this year. For once, not financial, which is nice. But I'm not excited. I mean, I don't think Nintendo's doing anything. They're doing like a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, I mean, they've apparently said that they're not going to be doing a big show, but I mean, maybe that's a good thing since they always fail miserably.
Yeah, it's always, hey, here's Miyamoto. Have him watch fall on his face 10 minutes later. Ha 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 ha. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's just
usually
never,
just a gimmick.
Yeah, there's never anything super shown. Now, rumor has it there's going to be an old IP that's returning. I've read two different sources on this, both of them unconfirmed. One saying Star Tropics, which would be really cool. I'd love to see that franchise come back.
It'd be cool, but I want something bigger.
I want Killer Instinct.
If I'm buying
personally.
A Wii U, I want something bigger.
Or the talk of Star Fox.
See, Star Fox would do it for me.
See, that's what the Wii U should have launched with, a Star Fox game.
They needed to launch with something bigger.
Yeah, I mean, Mario's great, but it's the same thing you've seen before.
There's also the rumors that they're going to, I guess, Super Smash Bros. 4 or Super Smash Bros. U or
yeah.
Whatever they end up calling it.
Supposedly
they
might
be announcing it.
Yeah, they're going to be showing supposedly more roster announcements, a firm release date. See, now that's something I think would have sold a console right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah. Well, Super Smash Bros., it always will. As long as they don't fuck anything up. If they try to make that pad, like, forced upon you...
Yeah, no.
There goes tournament play. There goes the game.
Yeah, I will only play that game if there's pro pad support.
Yeah,
I mean, that's it.
I can play it with the Wiimote, but...
Fuck
it
that.
It sucks compared to using a classic controller.
Like, I used to play Smash Brothers in the tournament level. I could only play using a GameCube controller.
Yeah,
I can't imagine playing with a Wiimote. I can't even less imagine it playing with a Wii U pad. That would be just fucking awkward.
I feel like they will either, if they're smart, they will either only use the Wiimotes and other accessories that attach, and they will forget about the gamepad, or they're going to really fuck it up by, like, forcing the first player to use the gamepad, and it's going to have other functions and make the game real stupid.
Yeah, I'm... very scared.
See, the one thing that I have hope for is because with Super Smash Bros. Brawl, they like you could use the other accessories,
and it didn't.
And it didn't actually use the pointer on the Wiimote.
Yeah,
it was all just the buttons on it. So like they were, yeah, you could use the Wiimote, but you didn't have like you weren't forced to use the gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
So I have faith that they won't make you do it again, but you never know.
Yeah, like I want to see what's going to happen with this. Another thing that I think actually, you know, one of the things I'll say the Wii U has an advantage over PS4 and Xbox One price.
Yeah, it is cheaper, but at the same time, you got to look at what you're getting.
Same thing with the Wii and the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Yeah.
The Wii's a superior price point, which Nintendo, I think they've said they always want it to be accessible for people, which is cool, which is great. But if the Xbox One's going to cost, I've heard people say like $1,000, getting close to it.
I actually heard the other day...
like $7.99 or something?
Well, I heard a rumor, well, it was a rumor from someone who said that Xbox had confirmed that they're aiming to be $100 less than their last Xbox 360's launch price, which Xbox 360 launched around like $600 or $700, which means they're aiming for $500 to $600 on the Xbox One. But yeah, I've heard a lot of those reports about $900 possibly. So we'll have to see at E3, I guess.
Well, that's going to put the console out of reach of so many gamers.
I know. Like, yeah, I won't be able to buy it. I can't drop a fucking grand on a console, like, especially when there's three of them.
Like, I don't think I'll be supplied with one from Microsoft, because at least from where I'm sitting, things have been pulled back a lot on the PR side of things, at least up here in Canada. Now, that just may be that the environment's changing up here for gamers. Now, I know a lot of the big outlets will get one for sure. Which, that kind of makes me wonder why Nintendo ceded a console to me.
I don't know. Maybe they were just trying to get as many people to be like, I like it, so that people would buy it.
Yeah, but like I said, Xbox is such a powerful brand. I wonder if they're going to need to do that again, because there's so much negative PR about that.
Well, see, a lot of people are talking about how they think that the Xbox One announcement might have been testing the waters, and then E3, they're going to be like, okay, everything that people didn't like, we're going to try to fix.
Yeah, that's what I've really I think the last 2 weeks have been nothing.
Like, it was them dipping their feet in the water.
Yeah, they were like, use games. The only good thing that came out of that Xbox reveal was, honestly, the Halo Steven Spielberg thing.
If they don't show that, like, a trailer for that series at E3, I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah, or at least have the guy in the Master Chief armor come out, or maybe, like, here's your new Noble Six, and they all come out, like, in full armor.
Yeah,
something. See, that'd be cool. Show me conceptual art, show me the actors, show me a live-action trailer, or a behind-the-scenes, like, hey, we're here in New Zealand with the Master Chief, show him ripping through the jungle on, like, a warthog or something. That would sell me.
But see, E3, like, for the potential of what's going to be shown at E3, for the Wii, we've already gone over everything, pretty much. I mean,
see,
there might be
the odd little thing. I want them to do more with the virtual console service, but your console should not be dependent upon selling you old games you already have.
Like, it feels like they're almost going the retro way, which that's not what a new generation is for.
Yeah, I mean, there should be something to really showcase the power and what this console can do. Zombie U, I think, is the closest this thing has come so far.
Yeah. So, for PS3, we have a potential, like, tons and tons of games that are potentially could show up. They haven't actually shown what the console looks like, so I'm really curious what it's going to look like after seeing the Xbox One.
A flower vase. Because it couldn't be any worse than the VCR.
Maybe it'll be a TARDIS.
Man, you know, if they really want to fuck up people, have it look like an Atari 2600. Complete with wood inlay.
That'd be so cool. Except, yeah, that would fuck with my brain. The Commodore 64, Blair just said. Yeah, so, I mean, they've got all kinds of IPs that they haven't announced yet, and, like, there's just tons of potential there.
I want to see them do more on, like, The Last Guardian or shit like that, or talk more about Watch Dogs, which I think, yeah, that's scheduled for later this year. And I want to know what's going to happen with certain games, like, say, Splinter Cell Blacklist. Is that going to be available on the next gen, or is that a current gen only title? I know it's supposed to come out for the Wii U in August.
Yeah, but see, I'm almost considering the Wii U's power at current gen.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
And it's almost the same as the Wii. Like, the Wii kind of did that, too.
Yeah, like, the Wii was a souped-up GameCube.
Yeah, and nobody liked the GameCube.
Which is really weird. I mean,
okay, maybe not nobody, but very few.
Well, Nintendo hasn't had a smash-hit console, in my opinion, since the original Wii, and before that, the Super Nintendo. Yeah. The N64 was good, but the PlayStation was better.
Yeah, the PlayStation had just came out. They had a lot of their powerhouses move to PlayStation. I'm talking Square Enix here, Final Fantasy VII. It was originally planned to be on N64.
But you look at games like, say, Metal Gear Solid, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Resident Evil, all games that did successful on PlayStation. The only really uber game that I think was a system seller for the GameCube was Resident Evil 4.
And see, the issue back then still was the graphics. The PlayStation was able to do it. The N64, by the time they actually were like, shit, we need games that can have better graphics, they had to end up buying an expansion pack, which still sells for $30 nowadays if you're
And the games still look
shit.
Like shit.
Yeah, they still look like crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the fact that Nintendo's been consistently dropping the ball, but one area where they have not dropped the ball is handheld.
Oh, yeah. Their 3DS is what's carrying them.
And I really think the 3DS currently, right now, is the best console available. Here's my reasoning why. Always consistent software for it. The virtual console, a little anemic, but whatever. It's backwards compatible for, like, how many... When did the DS come out? 2005?
It was quite a while ago.
Yeah. That's how backward compatible it is. And the games are still fun.
Yeah.
That really says something. Plus, you can surf the web on this thing.
You can use it as a camera. You can do AR, like augmented reality cards, games based on that.
Yeah, and it takes risks with new franchises, too.
Yeah.
Kid Icarus. Never thought I'd see a new... I never thought they'd pick up that franchise again. Proved me wrong.
You know, granted, they did kind of really fuck with the controls, because if they had a second analog, that would have been a great game. Otherwise, you get carpal tunnel trying to use the fucking... pad and
see, that's something. If, let's say, Resident Evil Revelation sells really well, why not port other 3DS games like Kid Icarus, like looking at my shelf here, Fire Emblem, stuff like that. Port all Luigi's Mansion.
But see, then we're falling back into that. Everything's just fucking ports. Like, I'm not buying a console if it's all ports. I already have a 3DS.
I want Nintendo to bring something else to the table. Unfortunately, though, I don't know what it's got left in the tank. Well, and that's... We're not a year out.
This is where, like, it's all going to be dependent on the E3. That's why we're talking about, you know, well, what the Wii's got in store, what possibly PS3 has, and the Xbox One.
I think the Wii has the most potential to come out of E3 the real winner here, because they can completely surprise us. Everybody's focused on Microsoft and Sony right now, and Nintendo's going to be like, hey, check it out.
They could be, or they could just flop on their ass.
That's a real danger here, too. I mean, I really think Nintendo, they're coming into a real part of the console's lifespan, like I said, not even a year out, where it's really dangerous for them. And I was reading something, and I'm not sure how accurate these numbers are, so don't quote me on this. Nintendo predicted them to sell over 5 million consoles at the end of the fiscal year, ending in March, rather. They've sold 3.4 million. Since Christmas, they've sold, I think, 390,000.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, that's not happy at all. Those are not good numbers. And there's nothing. The last big release for the Wii U that I can think of was Lego City Undercover. That's one of the last disc releases.
There's a constant, like, on YouTube and everything, there's a constant joke of, you know, when's Wii U going to release, like, Rayman?
Yeah, and like, I think it's pushed to September now or something.
It keeps being pushed back, and but their thing is they're like, oh yeah, the next big game that's going to be coming out is going to be the Rayman, and then it's like,
who gives a shit?
But I mean, that's just it. It's being pushed back, and there's no other games coming out.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo. When me and Jamie did the show the first time around, I said there should be a new big IP released every 6 months to every year. Guaranteed. New Mario every year. New Zelda every year. Metroid. Or two of those major or any of the big Nintendo franchises should be represented at least twice a year. Your Star Fox, your Zeldas, your Metroids. Or like go back and revisit some of these older franchises. Like I said, Star Tropics is a possibility. I would love to see them go back and give me a new Paper Mario. Give me a new Mario RPG.
Fuck. Mario RPG would fucking... That console would be an insta-buy.
You think that would be a system seller?
It'd be instant-buy for me. Because like, that game was so fucking amazing, it's still worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, it had all kinds of unique characters that they've never really reused except for in the odd small little game. So, if they brought that back, hell, even if they ported that, I've got the original, so if it was just a port, I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
like, if it was a Super Mario RPG 2, I would buy a Wii U.
I mean, think about how many people were super happy that this year on the Nintendo Wii U, Earthbound.
Yeah.
How many people shit their pants for that? That's really telling if a game that hasn't been released in 20 years is going to generate more sales for your console than a game that was released 8 months ago.
Yeah, see, there's all kinds of possibilities of what Nintendo could do.
Now... You know what, Jamie? I'm just thinking here. We've ragged on the Wii U a lot. What are some of the things that's got going for it that are good?
Okay, things that's got going for it for good.
I like its video chat. It's basically Skype. I like that. It's kind of neat that I can sit in my living room and I can talk with my friend Scotty on like his Wii U. Actually, I don't even know whether he has it anymore. I'm not sure.
I don't want to counter that one because, you know, Skype, which is being built into Xbox now.
It's virtually Skype.
They do have the Miiverse thing where, like, you can go online and try to get help and post pictures and stuff for the games that you're doing.
There's some really cool
It's got a really nice community kind of thing going on.
Yeah, and it's more friendly than Xbox. I think it's heavily moderated.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you think about Xbox or PS3, they're all very...
Racial slurs asinine, and homophobic things.
Whereas... Like, the Wii U community, or the Nintendo community is very quiet. You don't really hear about them being complete and utter assholes.
Yeah, that's something else. That's either a very good thing or a very bad thing. Xbox and PS3 fanboys, you can spot a mile away because they're usually screaming. With the Wii U, hey, you know, just kind of hanging out.
They exist, but yeah. You don't really know.
Yeah, they're super quiet. Or at least if you're a Wii U fan, tell me. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net, subject line Wii U. Where are you guys?
If you have a Wii U, we also want to just know, what are you doing with it?
Yeah.
Are you playing games?
Yeah.
Are you using it as an ashtray?
Yeah, like, what are you doing with it? Like,
let us know.
And that's not being asses with it. That's
general curiosity.
I'm trying to think of, like, other things that Wii U's got going for. I'm thinking here.
I do like that, like you said, with the gamepad, you can use it as, like, a portable device.
I like how you can watch Netflix on it. That's cool.
Yeah, you can watch Netflix on it and everything. So it's kind of like a cross between being able to have your home console and portable gaming within your house. But that being said, PlayStation 4 is trying to like kind of take a shot at Nintendo by saying, our PlayStation 4 is going to be fully integrated with our PlayStation Vita and going to basically do what the Wii U does, but better.
See, I really wonder why the Wii U isn't utilizing the 3DS in some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any integration at all.
I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure on this. If there is, guys, let me know.
Yeah, like, if there's some sort of super epic thing that you can, like, transform your 3DS and Wii U into, like, a super console, let us know.
Yeah,
like, I have no idea.
I'm trying to think of other things that are really positive for the Wii U. I think the fact that its potential hasn't truly been tapped is definitely something going for it. It has the potential for some really neat augmented reality shit. Like, with Zombie U, I love the fact I had to pick up my Wii U pad and scan the environment. I had to physically move it. And it's not annoying motion gaming. It's motion gaming that made sense.
Yeah.
Unlike Skyward Sword, where I'm just flapping my arm for half an hour.
Zelda games are the type of games where I actually sit down and I play through the whole fucking thing. But that game, actually, I ended up stopping after, like, the first temple. I was just like...
You were so tired.
It just hurts, like, well, I probably am very prone to getting carpal tunnel, so I was like, I just couldn't do it. And I was like, where is my controller support? Why couldn't I just play with a controller? But, yeah, I mean, I do like how it does have backwards compatibility. Even if it is kind of shaky, at least they tried.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the Wii motes, so you don't have to be like, oh, shit, I bought all these Wii motes and I can't use them. Because I'm not sure if the Xbox... 360 or PS3 controllers are going to work on the new gen.
Oh, fuck no. They'll figure out something.
Yeah, I think they're full on just not going to work.
Which is fine. Although they're saying they're going to continue support for Xbox 360 and PS3. Like, there will be still people actively developing games for it.
Well, you got to think of, like, PS2. It only died, like, last year or the year before.
Yeah.
It stayed around. So the PS3 and the Xbox 360 will probably do the same for the people that don't want to upgrade and spend, like, $900.
Yeah, I'm probably going to stick with a lot of 360 and PS3 stuff.
And, I mean, it is one of the things that's going to kind of kill it is... A lot of people have the mentality of, oh, I can just trade in my console and get the new one, and I can play the old games. But now you have to keep both.
Yeah, although there's something the Wii U has going for it. No used game bullshit.
Yeah, it doesn't have any of that.
So, hey, Nintendo, maybe secret ace up your sleeve you never knew you had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, that could possibly be a game changer. Because I don't see many people going out and buying the Wii, that little mini Wii.
Well,
it's like $100, although admittedly I do kind of want one.
It looks cool, but as soon as you find out that it has no internet, it has, like, no backwards compatibility to the GameCube, it has no ports for GameCube controllers.
It's
a base Wii console. Like, it doesn't really do anything special.
Which isn't a bad thing.
You're like, eh, I don't really.
But still.
Like, it looks cool. That's what it's got going for it.
But yeah, so I guess closing thoughts on this. Mine is, I want the Wii U to be more. I really do. I genuinely like this console. I think it's got a lot of potential in it. I like the fact that it does play older games. They're starting to cater to that older back catalog. And I really hope they're able to bring more of its older titles back. Like, go back and relicense all the shit on the Wii that was Virtual Console. Go back, bring me N64. Bring me Dreamcast games. I want the ability to have retro on my console so I can sit on my couch and play it on the Wii U pad. I think that'd be really fun for me. So I hope, Nintendo, I'm not counting you out yet, but you're definitely getting close to being knocked down to the mat.
For my closing thoughts, I'm going to say everything is going to be based on this E3. If Nintendo doesn't come out with a big punch, I feel that they might actually end up having to can the Wii U, and they're going to become a 3DS, like a handheld company. If PS4 and Xbox One, I keep wanting to call it the Xbox 720.
Infinity or whatever.
Yeah, Infinity sounded a lot cooler than One. Not to mention, not to call the Xbox Original Xbox Original rather than Xbox One.
Call it Xbox Lite.
The Xbox Lite. Actually, it was the heaviest one.
Yes.
if PS4 and Xbox One just come out and they just blow everybody away, Nintendo's gotta fucking throw a huge punch to even be noticed.
See, I think next week when we do our E3 show, I'll just call you. You'll come over. We'll watch the press conferences together.
Yeah,
we could almost do daily E3 updates if we so desired.
We could.
So yeah, if you guys want to see that sort of thing, feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Let us know because we're more than willing to come out every day at like say 8 o'clock Eastern. Here's our thoughts from E3 today.
Yeah, I mean we could do short half hour shows.
Yeah, if you guys like them, fucking yeah.
If you want us to do that, let us know. We need to know from you that you want us to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll probably just do another 45 minutes to an hour long wrap up show after E3's done.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool to do everything while it was happening, though.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys want to see us do live coverage, semi live, let us know. But yeah, so next week E3, no shit. So that's all I gotta say. So I've been Mike Dodd for the prototype, and Jamie, this is your sign off.
It's my sign off. Why is it always my sign? Oh wait,
I'm losing my voice.
So I've been Jamie Johnson with the prototype, and I am a pink butterfly, and I'm cool. Bum 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 b